All right, pop quiz. Airport. Gunman with one hostage. He's using her for cover. He's almost to a plane. You're 100 feet away.
What do you think?
Shoot the hostage.
What?
Go for the good wound and he can't get to the plane with her. Clear shot.
You're deeply nuts, you know that?
All right, gentlemen, what we have here are 13 passengers in an express elevator. Bomb's already taken out cables. Bomber wants $3 million or he blows the emergency brakes.
Anything else that'll keep this elevator from falling?
Basement.
He can strike anywhere. At any time.
Will the mystery guest please sign in?
Why are they messing with me? Do they think I'm doing this for fun?
For LA cop Jack Travon.
Tell me again, Harry, why did I take this job?
Oh, come on, 30 more years of this, you get a tiny pension and a cheap gold watch.
Cool.
The game began.
Very exciting, Jack. Some close calls, huh?
When someone put the city of Los Angeles to the ultimate test.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Now.
Are you insured?
Yeah, why?
He's the only solution.
We just got a ransom demand from your terrorist. Says he's rigged the city bus. Where's Jack?
Where do you think?
Stay on or get off.
Get off.
This is much better.
Everybody hold on!
Hopper, Sandra Bullock.
Pop quiz, you have a hair trigger aimed at your head. What do you do? What do you do?
Speed, get ready for Rush Hour.
All right, welcome back to Summer of 25, Back to the Movies. I am Ted Flint, joined by Jake Voss and Sean Chez. This man, we figured, you know, we really should have done this. We're doing 1994 Speed. And in retrospect, it came out on June 10th. We really missed the ball on 20th anniversary of this movie last year. So whoever does the outline, I mean, obviously we have a very thorough and strict outline on Back to the Movies on the Tailgate Society. We fucked that one up. So, and we didn't get canceled for our Superbad episode. So that's a plus. It's a plus. No one said anything too terrible. You should go listen to it. It's very hilarious. Like I said, find us on your podcast app. This is going to be great. Can't talk already. Perfect. Perfect. Great way to talk
great.
About this movie.
You're doing great.
Podcast. Fuck. God damn it.
Okay, maybe not so great. You can do it, though.
Podcast app of choice. We got there. Anyways, yeah. Talking about Speed. This is Back to the Movies, where we discuss a movie that maybe one of us has never seen or we have not seen in a while. Find us on the Tailgate Society at the website, thetailgatesociety.com. Sometimes there's written content there. And find us on Spotify, iTunes, Stitchers, Dead, Amazon, maybe YouTube. Who the fuck knows? Just search for us and you will find us. I keep saying Stitcher.
It's been dead for like 4 years now.
I miss it because Spotify is shitty about updating the pods on which is the newest pod. At least on my phone. I guess it's the four-year-old phone. But either way.
It is strange how it handles podcasts. Like when you pull up the feed, I won't give you that.
Maybe I shouldn't shit on one of our two highest downloaded podcast apps. Maybe I should just like let that one go because Spotify cancels us.
They should just make it better. Then I would actually switch to using it.
Too much, too busy paying Rogan.
It is one of those things. Like I only listen to one other podcast on Spotify.
Besides ours? Just ours and one other?
Well, I mean, I listen to a handful like on Apple Podcasts, but there's only one I listen to on Spotify. But yeah, there is an option. If you want, you can leave comments on our on Spotify about what we say, and you can talk all the shit about the dumb shit we say.
I would prefer if they just went after Jared_Leaper on on Blueski.
On Blueski.
Skeet skeet motherfucker. Anyways, we were here.
I looked a couple weeks ago. It's not underscore Leaper. I think it's Jared.Leaper, but
he can't fucking change that shit. All right. I'm gonna complain to our complaint department. He probably got too many complaints because Sean thought Judd Apatow directed Superbad. Anyways, yeah. Speak about 1994. Jake was 2 or 1. Fuck if I know. He's around there. 1 year old. Sean was like 4. I was 12. Did not see us in the theater. But before we talk about 1994 Speed, we like to spoil it in 90 seconds or less. Normally, I have a wheel that I make. I spend great time crafting. I cannot speak.
This week,
up.
Ted's holding a bomb that's going to explode with a cloud with one of our names.
What I tried doing was getting some Matchbox buses and like getting like one of those like car racetracks and like setting it up, and surprisingly difficult. So instead, pop quiz, hot shots. We're going back and play a quiz. We're having a little test for you two. Whoever gets the most right does not have to do this, and whoever does not. There's 3 questions. All right, I can see you both on camera. We're not on YouTube because we're too ugly, but all right. First question. What is the complete title of the sequel to Speed?
Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Yeah.
Did you have that? Did you have that in front of you?
It's not in front of me right now, but I looked at it about 4 times.
Dude. All right. Tez, you're down 1-0. Gotta get this one right. The villain in Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Oh, God.
Is a very famous actor. He's been in a lot of movies that all of you have seen. He's one of the bigger superhero villains of the last 20 years in the Marvel Universe. Who is the villain in Speed 2 Cruise Control?
I don't actually know.
You can guess.
Based on the clues, is it Josh Brolin?
It is not Josh Brolin.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't have a legitimate...
He's in and out of the MCU as the same villain.
In and out of the MCU as the same villain.
Yep.
Now I'm just like blanking on the villains in the 50 MCU movies.
Neither of you get it. I'm going to call it a tie and I'm making you question 3 because I'm an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an answer without cheating and trying to look it up.
He is played by Willem Dafoe.
Oh, Willem Dafoe.
Green Goblin from the Spider-Man movies and Spider-Man.
That's why I wasn't. Okay.
No way.
That crossed my mind, but I didn't know that. I wasn't willing to guess it.
Because Jake missed it, he loses the point because I like Sean. He doesn't lose the point. So we're 0-0. So Speed is some routinely bullshit. Called a diehard on a bus, diehard in a thing, diehard whatever. You each got to tell me your favorite version of Die Hard in a place on a thing, the movie you pick, and I will judge you, and whoever gets it, whoever I feel like has the worst answer, loses.
This is a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, I know. Good thing I make the questions and answers, and I'm the winner.
I don't...
Well...
There's tons of them.
Probably just a layup for it. It's probably a soft answer, but... I'll just take Home Alone.
Ooh, I'm not sure if that one's going to go, but we'll see what Jake comes with.
That's Kids Die Hard.
Kids Die Hard. Okay, so Die Hard in a house. Okay.
Buddy, it's not how I think about movies.
Okay. So you're going to lose, and I'm going to list off like 10,
that's
and
fine.
You'll be mad?
I'll do it. Sure.
You know, like Passenger 57, Sudden Death, Jean-Claude Van Damme in a hockey arena, Air Force One, Under Siege. Like any time where there's a hero in a claustrophobic spot,
I might have seen one of those movies that you just named.
So. Snakes on a Plane.
Sudden Death is a treat. It's we should never ever do it, but you should at least watch Sudden Death.
I think Skyscraper, The Rock. The movie in which they took away one of his legs just to make him like more like more like believable as like a hero. All right. Well, Jake, even though you got the only question right and didn't answer the second one, in 90 seconds or less, spoil 1994's Speed. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Basically, we follow Keanu Reeves' character, Jack Traven, through, trials, set up, bombings, quizzes, whatever you want to call it, set up by Dennis Hopper's character. It starts out with, for some reason, he's holding people hostage in an elevator, blows the original cables, has bombs set up on the brakes. Keanu Reeves and Jeff Daniels, Harry, save all the people and think that Dennis Hopper blows himself up in the end. Turns out he didn't.
Shoot the hostage.
And so Keanu Reeves ends up having to track down a bus that, once it goes 50 miles per hour, it cannot drop below 50 miles per hour. Otherwise, it blows up. Nobody can get off the bus. Otherwise, it will blow up. And figures that part of it out. And then I completely forgot the last, like, 30 minutes of this movie existed in the way it did.
We're going to talk about that.
Until it was happening. But then he has to, well, doesn't necessarily have to, but he bashes Dennis Hopper's head off on the top of a subway train.
And fucking decapitates that motherfucker.
Derails the train, and him and Sandy, well, Annie, Sandra Bullock, live happily ever after, I guess, at least for now.
It was wild after I watched this movie. And since you said Sandy, I'm just going to say this real quick. I went back and re-listened to the rewatchables, which obviously copied us.
Always.
We came first. And they did this movie in 2017, and they were complaining about how Keanu had, like, no apex and hadn't done any more action moves and shit. And I'm like, buddy, 2017 Keanu hadn't done shit, but just give yourself a few years and he shows back up.
He was working into it at that point. And you see some little flashes of it in here. I've got some notes on it.
And made me want to watch Point Break again. And I have not watched that in a couple years. But yeah, so like elevator, bus, subway, speed. The director of this is the principal photographer of Die Hard and Hunt for Red October.
Jan DeBont.
And they went after John McTiernan for this movie to direct. He's got did Die Hard, and he's like, it's too similar to Die Hard. You should go after this guy. He's my guy. But what's discussed that elevator part? The whole like, so the movie is about a bomb on a bus, but it takes 20. I clocked this 24 minutes to get to the bus, and there's 23 minutes post bus. Like, I'd be curious if we watched the trailer, if they even show that almost a half of this movie is not on the bus, you know, because.
Yeah, so I mean, not even including that. So I had at least, I'll kind of touch on at least like the moments from what I remember of this movie. I haven't watched this movie in probably like 20 years.
You can't say 20 years. It came out 21 years ago. You in three or four.
It, buddy, that came out 30 came out years 30 ago.
30 years ago.
I got bad news for you.
Oh, no.
On your math.
Oh, no.
You said it was basically the same age as me. Certainly not 20.
Oh, that hurts. Ouch.
So, like, I do remember watching this somewhere as a kid, early preteen, the idea of it. I definitely didn't remember the whole elevator thing at the beginning. And then even rewatching it today, I was sitting at the bar watching it on my phone. And I was talking to some guys around me, and like,
we were a professional podcast.
Yeah. I got 8 pages of notes on a guest checkbook right here.
Yes.
But it was like, we got like even 20 minutes into being on the bus, and I sat there and I looked at it and I just went, there's still like an hour and 15 minutes of this movie left. And I don't know what we're going to do with the rest of this.
I just got this visual of like someone trying to hand Sean a shot, and like, he's just scribbling in the notes, and someone's like, no, he's cooking. Let him cook. He's just like scribbling down.
My buddy bartending took a picture of me taking the notes and sent it to somebody who replied with, yeah, give him an ice. That'll help him. So yeah. I got to do an ice.
Copy of that photo, or is it on Snap, or do we have an actual photo?
It was on Snapchat. I can maybe get it back.
Either way. So, like, let's discuss the beginning of this movie. Then we're going to discuss, even though Sean's already discussed how he remembered it. The part I really wanted to talk about before we got distracted was they're heading towards the elevator disaster, and they show a car going like 25 feet off a hill for like no reason besides some stuntman was like, let me do it.
There's a couple instances of why the fuck did you feel the need to fuck that car up?
He shot that car up in this that movie. Hill.
But yeah, it's like right off the bat after you have the intro of the elevator shaft and all the credits and stuff. I made a note too. I was like, I rewound it and I was like, was there a reason, like any kind of a reason for that? And it was like,
yeah,
nope.
I was going to say, I did the exact same thing. I think I rewound it twice. I'm just like, did I miss somewhere? Somebody called the cops and called in a bomb. Like, did I just blank something? Like, I know
that
I'm not
car is so high in the air. Like, just like some
flies
stuff
over. And then, yeah, Jeff Daniels just rolls out and just grabbing vests and just.
Some stuntman's like, but we got the ramp here. Why can't we use it?
It's just, yeah.
Fine. Let him use the fucking ramp. Let him shoot the car up. Yeah, so speaking of like the beginning, this movie starts with something to do getting a screwdriver in the ear. Just straight up like murder, death, kill. Yeah.
Pretty brutal.
Dennis Hopper is the villain in this. He's come a long way since the drunk assistant coach in Hoosiers, you know, doing some nips as we, what's he call them? Snorts. Doing little snorts, you know, yeah. Where I lost his fingers.
Snort. Want to snort.
So, yeah, let's discuss, like, Jake, real quick, and then we'll come back to Harry, which is Jeff Daniels. Jake, what's your, like, earliest memories of this movie? Is it just, like, always just been there? Like,
yeah, I think it's one of those, it came out early enough, and then by the time, you know, probably later 90s, 2000, it's one of those movies that's just on TV, early 2000s, it's on TNT or whatever, and it's just around. My mom was a pretty big Sandra Bullock fan in those kind of earlier days, so I would imagine she had it on a decent amount. Yeah, I just remember literally, like, it was just there. I probably watched it five times or whatever growing up all the way through, and then just, like, pieces of it sporadically as it was just on TV and I was looking for something.
Speaking of Sandra Bullock, I don't think this is her first role, but it's real close to it.
Demolition Man was before this, I believe.
God, Demolition Man. We should do that.
Because that was another one that I watched.
I just spent hours on how the three seashells work in Demolition Man. God. Wow, she's actually been in a lot before this movie. She's in a short movie called Gremlins Invasion.
Nothing I knew, I should say.
Love Potion 9. I knew that one. A love thing called love. Nice. Anyways, yeah. So, like, I don't remember anything from Speed. I don't remember, like, I've been 12, so I don't remember, like, I'm pretty sure this is not a theater movie for me. Might have been. This might have been sold, like, from the guys that brought you Die Hard as, like, a way to get me in there.
It is R-rated on IMDb.
I mean, yeah, he puts a screwdriver.
I have a note about one thing in this movie it starts out with that, and then there's Keanu drops a couple F-bombs, but there's like a spot in the middle, and when we get closer to it, we'll talk about it, but there's like a dub over Dennis Hopper's voice, over like the video.
So, the whole elevator scene, which is poetic since the new Final Destination movie's out, that's just straight like, I don't ever want to be in that position, right? I'm the woman that's on there last. That's just like, fuck you, let me die. I'm not getting off this fucking thing.
She like won't move off the wall to be.
I wouldn't be moving.
Yeah. There's probably, like you said, a level of Final Destination that's stuck in my head when I was watching that today. Of, like I said, I don't even remember that elevator scene, and like they're getting to that, they're building the suspense. It's obviously falling a little every time. One
with
or two
the wire,
people get out.
Which we gotta address the wire, because the girlfriend only watched 25 minutes of this, but she's just convinced that wire snaps and doesn't hold the elevator. She would not let it go. So someone here's smarter.
Well, and yeah, there's a couple other things about that whole scene I also want to dive into, but where she's hanging against that back wall and she's just no, and you know, he hollers, just take one step forward, grab my hand, let's go. My brain was just sitting there going, she doesn't make it. And that's why he gets this hero that he's got a guilty conscience of.
Right.
He's not losing anybody.
I was thinking that too.
But obviously, and of course she steps forward and he gets her hand. And I'm just like, there's no way they cut her head off, you know, right?
That's Final right? Destination too. That poor woman gets her hair cut in that hook. Oh man, it's all bad.
But yeah, even I guess what I wanted to touch on just slightly before that moment is when there's the Dennis Hopper blows the two explosive charges that starts it to fall a couple more floors and the winch holds it for a little bit and it starts falling and it starts falling. And they just have what, 30 cops on the ground floor, and that head cop, what is it? He says, usually they fall down by now.
Right.
That is an insane thing to sit there very calmly and just go, huh.
Where were
they
at?
What could be going on?
This movie ends with two very psychopathic comments from fucking Jack at the end of this fucking movie, but we're gonna get to that.
This whole movie might be some of the worst police work we've ever seen in movies. Like, it's just bad. Top to bottom, everybody involved.
That comment from that cop was one of the better. Definitely was not supposed to be. I don't think it was supposed to be funny at all. I don't know why it was there, but it was fucking hilarious.
Right. Yes. Just a deadpan.
Usually they fall down by now. Like, okay, dude. Yeah.
And everybody's just like, yeah, cool. We just heard two explosions in this elevator shaft, but no, we're cool. We're hanging out.
As far as the like the cable and the whole like falling down thing, I don't think that cable, it's the cable itself is probably fine, but there's a lot of other shit that's like smashing into each other and not made to be like doing what it's doing. Like the crane when it was up on top
of the building. Tearing apart that hydraulic lift. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when that thing was up on top of the building and like set up, yeah, it's pretty good structurally. But then when you have it break and like rip off the top of the building and start falling through like air vent duct things, like, that stuff is not stopping.
It's not going to hold it. Yeah.
And elevate
aluminum air vents are not
12,000 pounds of elevator and people. Like
right.
When it's falling already.
And also the beginning of this movie, the elevator, it gets us the whole like pop quiz, man has terrorist, has a hostage, right. 100 feet in an airplane, shoot the hostage, which is extremely fucked up. Like it gets part of the movie, but like it's an extremely fucked up logic. Because if the terrorist in the example has a gun, he just shoots the hostage anyways. And the hostage is dead. Like, I get the hostage falls, and he's, like, scared, and then you shoot the terrorist.
You get a clean
like,
shot, yeah.
Yeah, the idea is you wound the hostage, get them out of the way, and then you shoot the terrorist. But
I mean, it worked, I guess.
Non-fatal gunshot wound, and then...
Puts him on death duty, apparently. Even though it doesn't.
Doesn't work quite as well when you're talking about a dead man switch and C4.
Right. All right, so he shoots Harry... with Dennis Hopper, and like Hopper runs away and explodes, and they don't like look for like fucking blood, body parts. Like they're just like they just straight up Sean Connery from The Rock.
Unanswerable body can questions, vaporize. Man. Like that's a part of the movie that makes zero sense when you actually
body
think
can
yeah.
vaporize.
So again, this is that's part of the 8 pages of guest check notes that I have here is watching this movie critically is probably something you should never do. It's a fun movie. It's great. It's fine. Great it's action filled. Don't bring critical thinking into it. It's just not worth it.
Can vaporize.
Which is like, I mean, it's even beyond the body, like looking for a body. How would he ever like get out the door, get the bomb off, like on the ground in a place where he can then get away from it far enough to not
with nine fingers
all by it. Yeah, with his nine fingers.
Like that's Jared Gottlieber.
A vest that he is bragging about can split the skyscraper in half. And yeah, he gets 2 seconds to run away from it in a parking garage and runs away with no damage. Like
just don't ask questions about it.
Alright, so then he gets shot, he gets away, Jack gets a medal, Harry gets shot. And there's a line after that. I think I saved. Let me see if I can find it. You guys have to see where, like, when they're talking. Oh, he says, Guts only, so like afterwards they're all getting drunk and they're like two just killer lines. Harry has a, just, Harry's like, Guts only get you so far. You're not thinking, you're dead. And then he says, I'm going to go home and fuck my wife. And he's like,
I'm going to go home and have some sex, I think.
I'm going to have some sex. And then he's like, I think you're going to go home and puke. And he's like, sure.
Either way, I'm having a good time.
Either way, I'm like having a good time.
Either way, I'm going to have some fun. Something like that.
Yeah. So, like, what do you guys think of Harry? I feel like we're going to get in a spoiler alert, but we can, like, already spoil it. But, like, I want to touch on Harry. Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels had himself a 1994. Do you know what other movie he made in 1994?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber with the same name, Harry. Yeah, that is some.
I just can't ever get that Jeff Daniels out of my head. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, like,
that was no. Jeff it Daniels is tough. Was like, to me forever.
It. I didn't ever look it up, but it bothered me that I couldn't think of his last name in Dumb and Dumber. It's Lloyd Christmas and Harry something, and I couldn't think.
That's not the right movie. I was gonna say something.
But.
Did you look it up? Do you know what it is?
No, I just gave up. It's Harry. You can say Harry Stamper. That's fucking Die Hard.
That's what I was gonna say. That's Armageddon. That's Armageddon. That's exactly what almost came out of my mouth. His IMDb is just Harry, and for Dumb and Dumber as well as Dumb and Dumber 2.
So Lloyd gets a last name. Harry doesn't get a last name.
I guess
that is some fucked up shit. All right. Anyways, in the original script, it was supposed to be Ed Harris. Was supposed to be Harry, which is a good cast. And that character was going to be the bomber. You're going to find out that his partner was the bomber. Like, that was a twist. And I'm glad they didn't do that. I'm really happy that they didn't do it, because Dennis Hopper is fucking amazing in this fucking movie. He's throwing 100-mile-per-hour fastballs this whole fucking movie as the bomber.
Him and Keanu are both throwing some fucking heat in this movie, that's for sure.
Quick side note, I don't know if either of you were going to bring this up, but have you seen I think it was an interview, I watched it earlier today, I think that Jeff Daniels did on, I think it was on Rich Eisen's show, about being on speed. When he originally got the script, his character dies on page 22. He was supposed to die like in the initial bombing.
Yeah.
And they rewrote the whole thing to push, you know, obviously include him in through the whole movie, because he was, and that's his comment in that interview with Rich Eisen, was just like, man, I know like my career's down a little bit, but I'm not dying the first 15 minutes of a movie down bad, you know.
All right, we're gonna get, all right, let's just go to that part right now, then we'll come back. But also, Keanu shrugs after he shoots Harry. Harry's like, really? Or like, fuck you. And he's like, and he gives a shrug, and I'm like, like, maybe he says shrugging, shoot the asshole with the fucking bomb. Like,
well, you can't shoot him, though.
But that again, yeah, he had the trigger. Like, you, and it was Harry does specifically say, shoot the hostage. He does tell him to do it. Like,
all right.
Also, can't, like, in that situation, and I don't think it's realistic that you would ever probably actually purposely do that. But in shoot that situation, you're talking about like shooting a guy in the thigh in a spot where you know like he's fine. I mean, gonna be fine.
Pretty sure there's a vein there that'll kill you.
And then
I saw Keanu a foot away from a lock at the end of the movie, not hit that lock after six shots.
Yeah, so
there's a major artery on the inside of your like on the very inside of your thigh.
So I'm not saying he has the best aim, because he took like five shots, hit that lock from a foot away. So
and four of them not even fucking close. Like they were bad shots.
Harry should be happy he got those extra 3 months to maybe have sex with his wife before, you know, dying. But that's what I want to get to, and then we're going to backtrack. His like death face, like he has to have like a top five like I'm fucked moment in a movie. Like him just like realizing the bomb's there, the look on his face is just like, welp.
I'm dead.
He didn't even like try. He was just like, oh,
that's a, that's another one. I think it's in that interview with Rich Eisen where he talks about making that face where it comes from. Like, he took his inspiration from Jaws, from,
what?
Basically that it was, I can't think of his name now, but the actor in Jaws.
Oh, Shaw, Robert Shaw or, yeah. Or Scheider.
I think Scheider, but yeah, it was basically after Jaws was made, his, they asked, you know, how'd you get that? How'd you come up with that face? What made you make that face? And he's just like, I just made sure my cheeks were high and then I dropped them.
Oh, that's great.
And he just goes, so I just did that. You know, he goes, I just had my cheeks high and then I just dropped them.
And speaking of Jeff Daniels, he had in 1994, he had two movies where he's fucked moments, because in Dumb and Dumber, when he realizes the toilet won't not flush, hope you're not using the toilet, hasn't worked in weeks. Just shaving.
Two very different things, but yeah.
But yeah, all right. So now we're, like I said, shoots Harry. Pop quiz hot shot. There's a bomb on a bus. The whole part, like that whole scene, him at the coffee shop giving shit to a bus driver, the bus blowing up, is so fucking good. He's on the cell phone. He's on the payphone because 94, 93, you know, and just like there's a bomb on a bus. And he's like, do you think I'm going to tell you the bus? He's like, I think you will. Go find this bus. If it goes over 50 miles per hour, I always thought it was 55 in my head. It goes over 50.
Yeah, I had that exact same note. I always thought it was 55. I don't know why. I just always thought it was 55.
I mean, we're probably somewhat inclined to think of 55 and higher speed limits because they've gone up in the last 30 years. But
like, yeah, like just that whole part's great. You know, Keanu's like terrible. Feel bad for the bus driver, Vinny. Vinny bites it.
And then the poor Jaguar owner.
Oh my God. That's like, all right.
Takes a guy's car after.
Just before that, I want to touch on a couple things.
We're going to use a Jaguar to answer a question. So go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
It's one, I think, before we even get to all of that, Sandy B holding a coffee, smoking a cig, running after the bus is maybe the most athletic thing in this movie. Sam, the bus driver, is just laughing at her the whole time. But then even after that, so when he gets on the bus, she gets on the bus, they're going, and then like Keanu gets off the bus and it blows up, and then it blows up, and then it blows up again, and he's still running after it.
Yeah, like, he's like game like, running next to it.
I understand.
Maybe he's fine. Maybe
I understand hero complex, man. But like, there
ain't anybody left on that bus. You don't need to be running next to a bus that's continually blowing up.
Which is probably super hot. The bus is.
And then also, obviously, like it's payphones. It's 1990. Like that's a very 1990 thing. But like, I did have the note of just. It obviously it happens a lot in movies. Like there's obviously the entire I mean it's in The Matrix, it's phone booth is the entire premise of it. Does anybody actually know how you get the phone number to
I thought you always thought you couldn't call into a payphone.
If you were gonna ask me, my assumption was
you wouldn't know you were born 93.
But this is why I'm going to give you my assumption, because I've never used a payphone. I've seen payphones, but I've never used one. My assumption was on a calling card either. Somewhere, the number was on it somewhere.
It is, because like in Goodfellas or something, he says...
So you could go to the phone, get the number...
It's Goodfellas. Definitely a movie reason I watched it has... Oh, no, it's Heat. He says, walk out, call me on a landline, and he calls, he goes, this is the number, call me back. So not so much Vinny the bus driver, but like, I don't think this movie really has a big actor in a small role, but like, it has just a ton of like, I recognize that guy. Like,
Glenn Plummer is like, for me, was the ultimate that guy.
Glenn Plummer,
he was in Sons of Anarchy for a little bit. And he was in something else that I know I would have recognized him from.
Who's he in this movie?
Oh, he's the
Jaguar driver. Yeah.
Oh, he's in Showgirls.
And then he comes back in the second one.
That's a terrible pull by me.
He's in Speed 2 as well with an actual name instead of Jaguar owner.
Also, Joe Morton, he's in Terminator 2.
Yeah.
But like mine is. Let's just pick. I'll go last. What's everyone's favorite small role guy that's in this movie or woman? And we'll rotate. Look at me like being professional and shit.
I didn't dig through many other IMDb's.
But like you recognize
Stevens,
people.
The guy on the Alan Rick or Ruck.
Yeah, from Succession, man.
And
Ferris Bueller
from
Spin City.
Probably a couple places,
Ferris Bueller.
I got my.
Yeah,
favorite.
I mean,
no one better take it.
For me, the most recognizable was him. I think. I think
there's
after
one
that
you're,
the
there's one,
one
that I'm gonna say, and you're gonna be shocked. And I'm excited.
A few of them that I kind of I didn't dive into a lot. I looked at like one or two, but like the
you're
one
also
I actually recognize. Well, yeah, but I also at least recognized from the movie and like saw was what are they? And I have a couple of notes about his character and the way things happen anyway, but I think it's Ortiz, or they call him Gigantor. from I think he's in Blood In.
I've
Blood
never
Out.
Seen that, but like
Carlos Carrasco.
Shay's all about it. It's a 3-hour movie and it's on my watch list.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was kind of the one that I think had, at least that I recognized right away. I was like, oh yeah, that guy, you know. There were a couple others afterwards that like after the movie was over, I looked in the IMDb and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that, but he was the one that stood out.
I'm going to let you go, Ted, but I think I know which one.
So you don't want to steal it.
I'm not gonna try and spoil it.
It's fucking John Moxon's dad from fucking Varsity Blues.
Richard Lineback is that guy's name. I clicked on it because I was like, I didn't actually see why where I recognized him from.
Two amazing lines in this movie when they're on the bus. He's like, hey guys, got bad news. This freeway's not finished. He's like, but it's finished on the map. I guess they got behind.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot that he says in it, but you're right. He does have a couple not real.
Guess they're behind schedule. Like, just such a great, like, just like, hey, boss, got some news. But also back to the Jaguar driver. So fucking great. He's like, please give me your car. No. All right, then I'm fucking stealing
it's
your car.
It's mine. I didn't steal it.
This car's not stolen.
Well, now
it
is
now.
You have insurance on this? Yeah, I own it. I mean, this fucking rips the.
All right, cool.
As a guy who works in insurance, I'm trying to figure out how that claim goes.
I mean,
it's a nightmare.
I assume in a situation like that, like that has nothing to do with that dude's personal insurance. That's all police department.
I mean, that
dude's... Once he commandeers the vehicle, right. Like that no longer is something that goes through American family. Like that's
all right,
LAPD paperwork at that point.
All right, here's the question I have that like is a real Mandela effect on my head. In my head, when he has the paper and he's supposed to bomb on bus, I always thought he spelled it wrong. It was BOM on bus. I swear to fucking God that it was never spelled right when that thing hits the paper. And I guess I should Google that, which Google's trashy more. But, and then he dies. Let's be frank. The dude's not buckled in when he hits those fucking, hits those goddamn
wind. It's the water.
Going 50, barrels. Right? He had to go at least 50.
Yeah, so I have the note of, as a bus driver, you see the note from a guy screaming, he's a cop and it's LAPD and there's a bomb on the bus. And all he does is lightly lay off the gas. You don't hit the brakes in any way, shape, or form. I don't believe that.
And
also,
when he's saying go faster, he's put up the stop sign. He's saying no, Speed up. And I'm like,
and then he hits those water barrels. And my next note was, oh my God, the guy in the Jaguar is actually dead. There's no way he peeks out of the car. Right. And then I get like three more notes about how water barrels actually work in this movie.
That car does not just plot like stationary water or you hitting right. stationary water. Like that doesn't.
He's this dead, bus though. Does right. everything it does in this movie and it doesn't get a single dent on it. That's incredible craftsmanship.
Made well, America. Yeah, that I mean, that comes up kind of to.
Yeah, support those Trump voters.
I think. You know, that comes up to like, I made a note at one point. It was like they go off the off ramp and they're just plowing through everything.
Yeah.
And they're still just apparently doing above 50 miles per hour, which is certainly not true.
After the bus driver gets shot, and Annie has to step in because we had the biggest like Bill and Ted's moment of the entire time when he's like, I'm not here for you, dude. I'm just a man. You're a man.
I don't know you, man. Well, yeah, I don't care about your crime. That was like the first like super overacting part. I just love Keanu doing his thing, man.
He does, and it is high point full on stereotypical Keanu in this movie, and God bless him. But yeah, he jumps on the bus. He comes flying. I'm LAPD, and that dude just shoves his six shooter in his face, and he's like, "I'm not here for you. We're just two guys.
I don't know you, man."
Speaking of Bill and Ted's, the girlfriend has not only never seen it; she's never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I showed her the poster, and she's like, "I don't know what that is." I mean, she was born the year it came out. That doesn't make me like that.
How'd she learn about presidents?
I thought we had to put that on the list just so she watches it. But like,
there was a time in my life for a short period of time where I had a limited selection of DVDs to watch if I was going to like watch TV, and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures was one of them.
My hot take is Bogus Journey. So many better. Times. I have only seen the third one once. I sure rewatched the third one, but oh man, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, fucking awesome. Be excellent to each other. All right. So yeah, he gets on the bus. The bus driver gets shot and then they handcuff that guy. At some point, that guy becomes unhandcuffed. Did I miss when that guy becomes handcuffed?
He's got to brace himself because they're jumping the freeway.
Okay. Yeah, yes. All right. They jump the freeway. We're not to the bus part yet.
Yeah, boy, when we get to that.
All right. I gotta share you though. So Annie takes over. I gotta share you the greatest bit of trivia in the IMDb trivia I've ever seen. Are you ready for this? This comes with a spoiler warning. Legit spoiler warning on this trivia. No child was harmed in that scene where the bus strikes a baby carriage. It was cans.
Cans.
I swear to God, this is in the actual trivia section of that fucking movie.
That's the next note I have is cans. It was cans. And he just like smiles and she's like freaking out.
I mean, that's a good fake out though, man. The first time I watched the movie, I'm like, holy shit. Like they're fucked.
Yeah, fair.
Sounds like
I mean, I don't even
care. Someone's shooting those cans.
I don't even care about the fake out. It's just Keanu again. Cans. It was cans.
As they're driving the residential area, staying above 50 somehow. You know.
Wait, yeah, and so this is where we have the whole one. So obviously he kind of jumps on, we get all this stuff, and he has to find the bomb, right? And he calls Harry.
Rest in peace, Harry.
And Harry's, oh well, what do we got? And he finds the bomb and just, oh, classic decoy. And just, oh no, it's enough C4 to put.
I always love when there's a bomb scene in a movie and they're like, what color are the wires? Like, dude, they can go with the Home Depot and just pick three fucking colors.
It doesn't fucking
matter.
But yeah, so he looks underneath anyway, because they find the hatch, which foreshadowing.
Couple of hatches in that bus.
But yeah, he gives them the classic decoy, and then after that they take, I think it's in that same time frame, he tells old Sandy B to take the off ramp, which is a full circle off ramp that they have to stay above 50 miles an hour.
Dude.
They clip three more water barrels that cause no damage to the bus, doesn't slow it down. And it is the whole time they're talking about, we're going to tip over, and they're up on two wheels.
That comes later. At first they say you have a gentle curve coming.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wait, no, it's a much worse curve. And she's like, I don't even see a curve. And then he's like, we're going to tip over. And he's like, no, we're not. And he's like, oh shit. Yeah. And then like, if we just get everybody on one side of the bus, we're fine. Like, I don't know how physics work, but I don't think I can take that curve going 50 in my escape.
Moving the people to the side of the bus would help, but probably not enough to keep the bus from being on its side. Yes, I would agree.
But yeah, even then, so they get off of that and they get back to she's going straight. And this is where things get a little strange for me, because this is, I had to jot this little interaction down of he gives the whole, if we slow down and we blow up, he wins. If he gets his money, he wins, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, what if you win? And he goes, we play again tomorrow. And she goes, I can't drive tomorrow. I'm busy. You're flirting right now? There's a bomb on this fucking bus, Sandy.
We're going to get to these two. But yeah,
It may not be situation appropriate, but I will let Sandy do her thing at any point.
Respectfully, yeah. If Sandra Bullock wants to flirt with me, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's happening. Respectfully, very much.
I'm not available to drive tomorrow. Busy. Yeah, because you're going to be guts on a freeway. Like, what are you talking about, Sandy? Let's go.
Right. And like, so. All right. Well, I don't want to talk about the bus jumping scene, because the backstory on that shit is nuts. It wasn't in the script. One time they were like just filming shit, and Juan, whose name I can't pronounce the last name. Jan. Not Spanish, French.
Or Dutch.
Dutch people are just idiots. I'm just saying it now. Anyone that's a Dutch last name, Dutch first name, fucking idiot.
The goddamn Dutch.
Don't trust them.
Don't check the records.
Anyways, he said they were filming and they saw part of the freeway that wasn't finished. And I was like, we should put that in the script where they run out of the fucking road. And so they did. They don't actually jump a bus. They green screened out the bus, but they had two buses rigged, and the first bus, quote, went 109 feet, 20 feet off the ground, went 30 feet past where they thought it was going to go, and destroyed the camera they had backed up for the wide shot. So they had to refilm the bus jumping again so they could get it landing, because it went much farther than the first time they thought there was going to go.
Interesting. So,
spoiler alert, if you watch the video, the bus gets destroyed on impact. Does not make it.
So, on X-ray on Amazon, it had, for general trivia, that they shot the bus scene twice and they had to obviously do computer animation on the second one, because the first time it landed too smoothly. Is what it said.
It did say too smoothly, but also went much farther than they thought it was going to go. And like,
also, if it launched that hard, like, it was fucked from launching that hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just think it's hilarious that like they put the camera too close and they're like, no, they can still make it. Yes, they fell behind. Just a fucking great line reading of the guy and the fucking Moxon's dad. Throw that fucking pigskin, boy.
Fire that fucking pigskin.
And that is, it's a touch ahead of my notes, but I would like to backtrack a little bit where poor little Helen gets that front step blown out from underneath her and the bus
what
goes
is
right
she
over
doing?
Her brain.
He says, if you try to leave, we all die. So is she purely being like, if I get off this bus, I'm fine? Like,
I'm
I
less
think she
about...
thought she could make it and then just like, fuck it, blow everybody else up. Like,
I'm less...
but if I'm off.
I'm less confused or like, what the fuck are you doing to her? It's more the cops for me, because they're like encouraging her to like come off the get off the bus.
Maybe right. maybe Jack after did they've not been convey told, the rules.
After they've been told oh, no. that if anybody that's not allowed off the bus is getting off the bus is going to blow up.
Jack very much did, but that's when he, that's the point where they obviously start to, and this is the one, this is where I will start to say, I do want to say the way it is put together and the storytelling through it actually is pretty good and flows pretty well, even though I do have my notes to make fun of some of it. That is the point where the cops are just like, yeah, we can get everybody off this bus. And Helen tries to go and he blows that step. They turn her brain into mashed potatoes under those back wheels, which not sure they had to show, but they did. and that's where Jack's just screaming. He's like, I told you, get these helicopters out of here. They're filming everything. He knows what's going on.
I just don't understand how the cops are not taking the guy seriously. It's not like this is like the first encounter situation they've been in with him. Like, he literally just tried to kill an elevator full of people.
Should have been listening to Mox's right. dad. He not, wouldn't have a serious.
Not treating it Wait, as I a real threat. Not right. treating it as a real
They're
threat.
They're like, oh, yeah, no. He says that he's going to blow the bus up if we take, if people get off of it. But we're not going to take that seriously because, you know, he totally didn't just prematurely blow the fucking brakes off of an elevator because
we're right. trying to and have people. A C4 vest strapped
TikTok
to it.
What? Yeah. Like, what?
TikTok tells me you can take a pill for that. You know, those
premature explosion.
It's the thing about baseball.
It is shortly after that. Maybe I'll save it for when.
God, I'm watching that. I'm watching that scene right now. We got a serious problem.
For when we get to maybe our favorite quotes from the movie, I'll save this one because it is my absolute favorite quote from the movie, but we'll get to it later. But yeah, then on top of that, I think they make a con. I don't know if it's the cops or I think it's on a news broadcast or something. And they talk about how they've gone from I-10 to 105 and now they're pulling into LAX in whatever this time frame is. And they've kept this thing at 50 miles. Now, I understand they get a police escort at some point,
11 a.m.
and they clear the freeway, but 50 miles an hour to go all the way through LA, no chance. Not a way.
This movie dropped,
unless it's 1865. Not a chance.
This movie dropped a week before the OJ chase, which is, you know, a thing.
So I didn't look at that, but I thought about that when Keanu was driving his almost Bronco lookalike down the 105.
All right, I'm gonna get back to our questions. We've zigged a little bit. All right, there is no famous GIF from this movie, which I'm surprised that Harry dying is not a reaction meme or a GIF. Like, that feels like,
I think it's sort of out there, but I don't think it's used a ton. Like, I know I've seen it before, but I think it's kind of just lost in, like, so even today when I was watching this on my phone in a bar, I had a kid who he's 24, like, sit down next to me and he's like, oh, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, Speed. And he just kind of looked at me weird. And I was like,
well, he was only 1 year old when it came out, according to my math. So
according to your math, yeah. He wouldn't have quite caught it, but he would have been pretty close. And I'm just like, yeah, and he's like, oh, but like Keanu Reeves, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I don't know anything about it. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm gonna make a GIF of Keanu just saying cans, and I don't know what I'm gonna use it for, but cans. They were cans.
Pop quiz, hot shot. All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that isn't actually, like, there isn't a GIF of that that's popular. I searched Speed on the Twitter, like, GIF search just because I was curious.
That seemed, like, there was, like, dangerous.
No, it wasn't that.
Seems like meth gifts.
It was not. There must Jim be like Irsay a streamer. Did
pass away today.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Rest in perks.
There must be a streamer that's like name is Speed or something, because there was a lot of gifts.
Honestly, I think it is just the only thing that pops is Pop Quiz Hotshot, and it's not even a good gif. It's like a very shitty, like, version of that quote.
There's a couple of Keanu, like, there. I think there were two or three in a quick scroll of Keanu, but none that I recognized as being popular. So,
was there anything you did not remember or forgot was from this movie? They were like, oh, that part. Or, like I said, there's no gifts, though, so I mean, that kind of takes away that.
Yeah, I don't think there were any parts that I was like, that I knew or had in my brain that I forgot, were from this movie. Like I said, there was definitely parts of the movie that didn't stick in my brain. I didn't have the train derailing ending in my brain as something that happened somewhere else.
But. Which I want to research that, because that's a pretty good practical stunt. That looked like a fucking full size subway thing going down the street there.
No.
Like, I'd be curious like how they did that.
Oh, for the coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it looked like a legit, like, they shot a subway out of some concrete. Also, this is the movie that I learned that L.A. has a subway system. Did you guys fucking know that?
I guess probably not. I wouldn't have guessed that anyway. Somewhere known it, but...
I don't know.
Look, there's a subway in Volcano, too.
I wouldn't have...
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy falls in the lava.
Boy, yeah. We don't need to watch that one either.
Ground in the tunnels. Yeah, I guess I should have known it from that. But yeah, it's definitely not a famous like subway city. But I don't know. I guess I'm not surprised if you tell me like any big like city metro area has a like big has a subway system. But.
I've definitely ridden subways in Cedar Rapids, you know, by the Quaker Mill. All right, we're getting off track again. I'm doing a terrible job keeping us on track. This is on me. All right. All right, let's just see the fair quotes. And we're going to spoil the... At this point, we're like close enough that we've mentioned the subway part. What is everyone's favorite quote from this movie? And we're going to discuss if Jack is actually a fucking psychopath for the quotes that he ends this movie on.
Yikes. Yeah.
I don't know that I have any like amazing great quotes that are my favorite, but I have... I guess I'll just say one for now, and it's not even like a funny or a good quote, but it's Hopper just going way overboard, and it's when he like they're on the train and he starts running towards the back and he's like, "I'm coming for you, Jack!" and it's just like the most over the top goofy fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Speaking of the train, you see who the train conductor is gets shot there? It's a dude from West Wing. It's Toby. What the fuck is he doing? That guy.
See his face.
You see it for like 2 seconds, and I'm like, I know that man. And I look at IMDb, and it is him.
I have that Richard part of the movie Sharp. On right now, and I've just seen a lot of his back.
It's him.
I mean, I'll believe you on it. So to go back to what I teased earlier on, what my favorite quote is, it's very kind of underrated, understated. I don't even know for sure if it's in like subtitles.
Is it I've already seen the airport?
Nope. It's so it's right after Helen gets her brain smashed in. Everything gets a little
fixating on Helen getting her brains back.
Everybody just
did
gets
this
a
actress
little,
wrong your family? Like, did she do something?
Everybody gets a little somber on the bus, obviously, because they realize everything's getting real because they were just clapping and cheering because they got Sam off the bus. But then Helen dies. But that's when somebody pipes up towards Ortiz, and I believe he also calls him Gigantor when he does it. And he says to him, "Why don't we step outside? You're on a bus that you know can't go less than 50 miles an hour or it's going to explode. What do you mean, why don't we step outside? You just watch Helen get her brain ran over for stepping outside. What do you mean, why don't we step outside?"
Because you've mentioned Round Over a dozen times, I have to tell you this story that I'm not sure I've ever told on a podcast.
Uh-oh.
So when my youngest son was like 5 or 6, we'll say, we're driving down I-80, and he has to shit. And he's not going to make it to a gas station. He has to shit. And so I'm out there on the Interstate 80, and he is just squatting, and he's doing his business. Cars are whizzing past, and we go to pull away, and I run over it, and I hear it like hitting the car as the wheel's like flopping.
Oh my God.
We're like at least four rotation. You're just hearing like a thump, thump, thump as my 6-year-old's turd is hitting the car, okay. Which I assume was much like Helen's brains bouncing off the bus after they ran her over.
Yeah, probably.
It's... Anyways, Jake, any quotes?
My only other one.
Should we compare shitting on the side of Interstate 80 stories?
I have
never shit on the side of a road.
I won't fully discount it, but I don't remember it. my only other quote that I specifically wrote down, and Ted, you had kind of already alluded to Keanu's lines at the end of this movie.
Jesus Christ.
When he
decapitates
him? When he decapitates him.
But I'm taller.
But I'm taller is such a bad goddamn so line.
Bad. I didn't even write that one down.
Incredibly bad.
You're covered in blood. You're like, the dude's head just left his body. You're covered in brain matter.
I stopped the movie. I rewound it to watch him get decapitated again and go, did I miss something that was building up to the, and I'm just like,
and then he says something like,
literally that you don't have a head anymore, so you're shorter.
I don't know what that line means.
I don't know what, train. But I'm taller means.
He goes back in the train, and Annie says something about where is he, and he says he lost his head.
Like, Jesus Christ. Like, which is, I get it.
Probably the last quote I have noted down, but I was just like,
Harry's dead. I get it. He's in an emotional state. But that is such a psychopathic thing to say at that moment. Because, like, I think the dude's like, I always win, Jack, or some shit, and he's like, yeah, but I'm taller, or I'm better than you.
He's giving a whole spiel about, you think you're so smart, but I'm smarter, and then he shoves his head up and he goes, but I'm taller. And it's just like, this is like if there was a Terminator knockoff movie, like, what does that even mean?
Schwarzenegger could pull that line off.
Yeah, but like, I'm taller.
Say like, this is for Harry, asshole, or some shit. You know, I'm not sure if anyone would say this for Harry, asshole, in that phrase, but Jesus. Just saying. I mean, you don't name someone Harry. If your name is Harry, find Jared Dot Leaper on Blueski, apparently.
No, it's Jared Leaper. It's just, there's no dot, no underscore.
Fucking, I think you know somebody. All right. I don't really, this movie's like under 2 hours. It's in and out.
Barely under 2 hours.
All right, fuck off. All right, is there anything that like took you out of it that you're like, this is my least favorite part, besides poor Helen's brains on the side of the bus?
I mean, there, some of the overacting. If you don't know what you're watching,
like, cans.
Cans.
I mean, they
cans,
ran.
They were cans.
They ran an entire race at Bristol on the LAX baggage claim with pop tires on that bus.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand how they justified the fact that, like, one of the right rear.
Well, they show them going over the.
Listen, let me finish, for fuck's sake.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Okay. Let me finish. They show the one right rear tire run over the wrong way little stabby things going into LAX. But then for some reason, that tire takes, to Sean's point, like, they ran 50 laps at Daytona around the fucking airfield. Yeah. And it's just casually losing chunks every once in a while.
Just every
and
now
then
and then.
Finally comes apart at, you know, on lap 49. I understand it's a catalyst for part of the movie, but it was another thing that it was just like, yeah, let's not think too hard about that.
Yeah, I mean,
ran behind.
for what it is, like I said, if you want to, there's a lot of things to easily pick apart if you want to pick it apart. But for what it is, I mean, it's action all throughout. I don't think anything really takes you out of it unless you're intentionally trying to take yourself out of it.
If you're trying to take the movie super seriously or something, like, you can be taken out of it. But other than that,
for sure, it's a early 90s action movie. That is what it is, and it is a corny little love story in it, so sure. But like, I don't know, there's not a slow moment in it. It's
no,
like there's,
it keeps moving
lulls. Literally keeps moving at 50 miles an hour the entire time.
Underrated part of the thing is when they're at the airport doing those Bristol laps is him when, like, he's underneath the bus and all that shit, like, which apparently he really did. Bus wasn't going 50 miles per hour, but still, like, apparently they sold Keanu Reeves on this movie with, like, we'll let you do your stunts.
When he, and like, talking about when he gets under there on the cart when he's trying to disarm the bomb. Yeah.
The little and cart that there's no way those wheels are graded for 50 miles an hour without exploding.
All right. But like, and then all of a sudden at that moment they find out all these other doors to the bottom of the bus that they never opened beforehand. But like, did you guys catch?
And there's a little moment too when they're running the bus closed circuit TV camera to Dennis Hopper, and they're unloading the passengers to the other bus. Like, you can see in the actual filming, like, they do the overhead shot of them walking across the plank, but when they cut into the buses, like, there are little cones in the back with flags that are moving like this fast. Just okay, you can tell even in that, like, they didn't even
how good is up, that was, camera
they were going He's... like 8 miles an hour
how good is that camera that Dennis Hopper has, and he can spot that little bitty football helmet that says Arizona on it and call her Wildcat. Like, I thought she had, like, a
that's a good one,
like,
yeah, that is, that's
like, I thought, like, she had a t-shirt on, and she doesn't, she has a tank top and then, like, a hoodie.
I mean, it took me probably at least one more cutback to it to even realize that's what it was before it was. I'm just like, oh, it's just a cute little name he threw at her. And just like, oh no, like, it's a reference to what she's wearing.
All right. So before we get the last thoughts, we have one more line that we're going to talk about. And it's definitely is, he's covered in gasoline. He saved her from dying. He has the bomber's brain matter all over his fucking body. And they're making out on the street. And he says something like, I've heard relationships built from, built from
intense stress, circumstances or something like that. Yeah.
And she goes, I guess we'll just have to see if it's built from sex instead. And I'm like, this is the moment we're rolling with that. Like,
yeah, it's,
well, I mean, that's a callback to the first time.
No, I know. I get that.
They slide out of the bus, but then her just, that was like, pretty 0 to 100, like, pretty quick there from the casual, like, kind of flirting and making eyes at each other to just, well, guess we're gonna have to fuck it out and figure it out.
Fuck it out. Put that on a t-shirt.
I mean, that's basically what she said.
I mean, you're not wrong. And apparently they must not work out because she's in speed 2 cruise control and he's not. He turned it down. Which, I've never seen that movie. I know it's on a cruise, which defeats the purpose of fucking speed.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah,
at least not all the way through.
I think at some point I've seen at least pieces of it. I have
Jason Patrick's in it.
I have at least listened to the episode of Cinephobe where they did it, and
Jason Patrick is Michael in Lost Boys.
They are just shitting on it the whole time. But yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's a good movie. I do have even some little notes, especially when they get on.
Not good enough for you to remember to win the questions. Just saying.
Well, no, I don't mean Speed 2 Cruise Control. I'm not saying that's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying this is fine. I did have a little note that when they get onto, so it's when he's shooting, as we referenced, shooting the locks on the door and missing four of his five shots, not even close. I had the note that John Wick would be wildly disappointed. And then it's almost immediately after that is when he's getting on the subway and he does a little crouch run with his little gun sideways. And I'm just like, oh, he's doing a little early John Wick crouch and run. Like, that's nice to see. And then if you learn the history of he actually, you know, trained with people who are tactical, like that's actually a way he learned that is tactical to run with guns and do stuff like that for the John Wick movies. And then we won't dive into how he learned to fall 10 stories onto vans and survive that. That's a different movie, but
we're going to discuss it in the John Wick 3. They're making a John Wick 5, apparently.
They're making John Wick 4.5s and John Wick 0.5.
I stand by it. Ballerina. Give me John Wick where he's just in a, give me a diehard John Wick. Like diehard John Wick where he's in a situation where like he's trapped in a like confined space. And like, not like, no mythology, just John Wick in a building. Give me that premise. I'm in. Anyways, this is not a John Wick podcast. Indiana's gonna lose. Let's empty the notes out here, guys.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I had in there like, really the, not even for a gif or anything, but like, pop quiz. Hot shot or asshole or whatever you want to throw at it. Great line. Just delightful.
That has
should
to be
used more often.
Right. That has to be like the biggest from this movie, right? The biggest pop culture part, you know? I've had enough vodka. Do you think she makes him shower off the gasoline before she jumps his bones? Or do you think she just jumps his bones? You don't have to answer that. Just saying.
I feel like Pop Quiz Hot Shot should be a lot bigger in the pop culture lexicon than it is.
Yeah, it's easily usable for.
Right.
I mean, everything in this world now is just, especially for interaction and stuff like that on social media, is just.
Can I start a GoFundMe?
How do you get people like
to get me into a spot where I can ask someone the Trump administration and a question where I just lead with that? Pop quiz hot shot. What do you think about this part, tariffs?
Yeah. Oh my God. Christy, no.
I think if you lead off with pop quiz hot shot, you're getting shot or tackled.
There's talk fast then.
I do have in here it at some point, like I'm sure we've all had it. Like it'd be at least decently therapeutic to shoot a coworker at some point, right?
Sean, would you like to list off the coworkers you like to shoot? Because I feel like,
no. There's way too many over the years that I would at least like to put at least a 22 in their leg. Yeah, we don't have the time. We'll go over two more Tom Danielson lines if I rip those off. I don't know if I have much more in the notes of,
and he did the choke sign. Holy shit! I'm just saying, Halliburton pulling mouse off to some dude he decapitated. Halliburton is like, but I'm taller to some dude that he just ripped his head off. Just saying.
The only other thing I have in this is that. It's just an awful movie to be a driver in because Sam definitely dies, the driver of the bus. There's no way he survives this.
Oh, right. Just so just bleeding out.
It very much gets skipped over, and I understand it's just basically
a freight liner,
but they drive that bus through a hangar into a freight liner airplane.
Dude, did you see
that? That explodes. And no fire trucks show up. There's definitely pilots in there. They're all dead. because they cut back to it and the entire thing is four times on fire.
Well, there's a
Who's driving.
They're towing the plane, but do you know they paid for that plane?
Yeah, but somebody's still got to be in there.
They paid for that plane to blow it up. Did you guys hear the price of that? Either one of you guys see that price on your research?
No, I didn't look that deep, but what, probably $100,000?
$80,000 to blow up that fucking airplane.
It was a shell of a plane. I mean, it's just...
My favorite part of that part
is... Well, for what it is, even to taxi it, there's still got to be somebody in the cockpit, and nobody gives two fucks about all of that. Everybody who's ordering stuff
justice for the pilots and speed.
And yeah, and speak the subway driver, dead as fuck. And they're just... They're dead. And
Toby from West Wing, dead.
The only driver who survives the entire thing is the Starline Tours driver in the van that gets mad that his van got tapped by the subway car flying out of the underground.
And Annie? Annie's still alive?
But she's not a driver. She's Annie. She drove. That doesn't make her a driver.
And she apparently
she's not qualified. She specifically says she's on a suspended license.
And apparently Jack
wink, wink, nudge, nudge, speeding.
And apparently Jack fumbles that because she ends up with Jason Patrick in the sequel. So
yeah,
Jack fucks up.
Well, I think Jack's got a lot going on.
Gotta go to Harry's funeral.
I guess going back in that, I did skip over this. It is, if there is, I don't know if it is specifically from this movie. I guess I haven't ever traced the origins. But to drop the, you're an expert, I just work here, is just perfect.
Yes, they got behind. I'm going to start using that randomly when like people like complain to me about anything. Throw that fuck. And then he did the choke symbol. You know who choked?
He hit a game winner, dude. Everybody thought choked. He hit the game winner.
Know who choked was Harry going in that building and not running into me bombing there. Anyways, till next time. I had a really good idea what we're going to do next, and I forgot it. So I guess we'll figure it out.
Got a couple of weeks. We'll figure it out.
I know we're going to do Armageddon at some point this summer, and we're going to discuss how many times we cry. God damn it. I'm kind of mad at myself currently. I had a really good fucking movie. Well, it's gone, much like the exit quote that I used to have. That was great and was amazing and all that fun stuff. And I don't think it was Hangover.
That's a good. I just saw the shot. That's a good shot. I mean, it's a bad shot, but that's a good shot.
Yeah, still don't remember the movie. It was something really good, though. Really fun. We'll do it next. It was like an early summer movie. Anyone help me out here? No? Thanks. All right. Anyways, till next time. I'm Ted Flint. Insert quote, quippy, funny exit line here. Jake Voss, Sean Tez. Hopefully the Pacers win this basketball game since we completely derailed the last 5 minutes of this podcast discussing it. Maybe Jake will edit this out. Fuck if I know. All right, guys. Later.
All right. See you. Hey, guys.